Joneses.
Yeah.
I have some good news for everybody before we move on to something else. Village Idiot be working. Yes. And coincidentally, here's Aled.
Yay! What does that mean?
You're the only idiot in the village.
I'm not from a village, I'm from a town, so it won't work with me.
Well, you're still an idiot.
Oh, well, yeah.
Look at this one. Start the text message with the word me. I'm an idiot. In fact, I'm so stupid, I don't know how to text, says Paul.
There it is.
See what he's done there?
I see what he did there, right.
Somebody's texted him with me, who, you. Am I an idiot? I think so. And there's many, many people. Look at this one. Me. I come from a village called Aberystwyth. I am indeed an idiot. I'm so stupid it hurts. Ugh, ugh, ugh. Love and kisses. Aled Jones.
Don't think that's funny.
That's funny. Here's another one. Me. I'm an idiot. I am Aled. Look at me. Aren't I stupid? I make you laugh because I'm so dumb.
That wasn't me.
I'm a village idiot.
That wasn't me. I feel that.
Look, I feel as though... Can we just stop this for a second? I feel as though we need to go back to the village idiot thing. Because we're getting many text messages from idiots. Here's another one. Hi, I'm Aled. I'm an idiot.
That's not me. That's not me.
Shall we ring one of these village idiots back?
Yeah. Yes.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we ring the most... Right.
Just pick
the
one...
The most stupid idiot of all the village idiots.
Just pick one off the list.
Okay. I'm going to ring it now.
Beware, idiots. We're coming for you.
I love this feature already.
We got one there.
Let's speak to a real, genuine idiot.
You hope?
Yeah. Oh!
Try it again. Try it again.
No, it didn't work. Let's try it again.
Try it again. You know the sad thing is, great friend, is that now you're looking like an idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot. Okay. Let's just see if this works. Hang on a second. It's ringing now.
Hello.
Hello, is that a village idiot?
No, it's Dominic Byrne. You rotter. It's see, a good feature, though, isn't it?
It's your idea, therefore yeah. You're an idiot.
Thank you very much.
After three. One, two, three.
You're an idiot!
I like it. I think it's good.
Do you?
Yeah. I think okay. We should do this.
Should we open it up to everybody now on the phones?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're a village idiot and you want to phone us for our village idiot feature, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. That's 08700 100 100. Yeah? Do you like that?
Mm. I do. Can I put the phone down now?
Why?
Because it's weird, because I can see you and I'm on the phone to you.
Watch this.
Wow.
And a slight delay.
Okay,
can you just hold on for me for 1 second?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so Village Idiot then, give us a ring. 08700 100 100 if you want to be on our new feature, Village Idiot.
Hello?
Hey, hi, just as I said, just hold the line a second.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
So, we're going for breakfast later with Roy.
Yes.
Roy Walker, aren't we? Oh, you come into that, Aled.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. What are you going to have?
I might have, egg and beams.
Sorry, Dom?
I just said,
Dom, can you just hang on for me a minute?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dom can come as well if he wants.
No.
Oh, right.
He can't because he's got to pick Finn up from... no, he's got to drop Finn off at school.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Can you just hold the line for me there?
Yeah, sure.
Right, okay. Can I just say we have a full board of phone calls?
I know, I think we should answer some calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you cut me off and answer a real idiot?
No. Hang on, I think Rachel is desperate for me to play a record. Hey, here's a joke for you, right? What's gorgeous and has just hung up? Okay, lovely. That's nice. He's probably still hanging on.
Because he's an idiot.
Exactly. You're an idiot! Right, so we need to hold the lines for Beat Beat Busters because people are phoning up for idiots. Right, so Rachel won't do her thing yet, but we'll do it soon, okay?
Mm.
And I'm going to go and check out some phone calls and see what we can come up
can
with.
Can we still say thank you?
Yeah. Thank you!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, you idiot! And I think she's fit. I know a lot of people think she's quite manly looking, but
some people think she looks a bit like Eddie Izzard.
No.
But I don't.
I don't think that.
No. I think that's cruel and unfair.
That's, your padding is genius, apparently.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise.
I'm just kidding. I just want to make another phone call.
Okay, fair
I was
enough.
Just approving so the people who want to be my friends. Hang on a second. Good morning to you all.
Hello. How are you?
You're an idiot! You're live on Radio 1, and you are indeed an idiot, Dom.
I'm really going off this feature. I think it's rubbish.
You were the one who said we should do a feature called Village Idiot, where we phone people up and say you're an idiot. However, now, because of you, we've opened up the phone lines. We have a whole phone board of flashing lights.
Fantastic.
People ringing up to being a part of our new feature, Village Idiot.
Good.
Shall we answer some calls?
Yes, do
some. Yeah, I think so.
Let's go. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. Hello, BBC.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I'm just ringing up for Village Idiot because I'm clearly the biggest idiot in my village.
You're an idiot!
Yes, that's...
There we go, lovely.
Let's do another one, shall we? Beautiful.
Hello, BBC.
Oh, can I be an idiot?
You're an idiot!
There's another one there. Let's go for this.
Good morning, BBC.
Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to phone up to say that my friend Solomon's the village idiot.
No! You're an idiot!
Okay, let's do another one. I like this.
Good morning, BBC.
Oh, hi. Is ringing up about the village idiot?
I beg your pardon?
Ringing up about the village idiot? The competition?
Where do you want your call directing?
Oh, I was ringing up about the village idiot on BBC One.
Okay. Okay, yes, certainly, sir. I think you need to go through to... You're an idiot! I'm liking this.
I think it works.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio 1. Hello. You're an idiot. You're an idiot! They won't even say anything, but they're still an idiot. One more. Radio 1, hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, I was ringing up for Beep Beep Busters.
You're an idiot!
I know that. The Chris Moyle Show. National
Radio 1. There you go. There's that is what we call in the business an on-air pilot.
By the way, did you also notice that I top and tailed that with a jingle? So because Friday is always new podcast day, that doesn't need any editing.
That'll be brilliant.
Thank you. I did that for you, Alan.
Thank you very much.
You're an idiot!
I want that on my phone.
Mm. Oh, that's that could be the new ringtone.
You're an idiot.
That is funny.
I think it works. It's not, I mean, it's not necessarily the most highbrow of features we've brought out.
Not
but
really.
Simple but effective.
Do you think it's offensive?
I think the charter's safe, Rachel. Seriously.
Well, it's fascinating to see who's listened to the show.
I thought you said the chart is safe.
The charter.
I can't believe you've done that again.
You're an idiot!
Hello, I'm phoning up about Vidge. He's my favourite of the morning.
The one who said Vidge.
Yeah, a Vidge. Hello? Hello?
Oh, man. That made me laugh.
I hope anyway. Sony are listening.
Oh, by the way, Dominic.
Yeah?
You're an idiot!
Oh, you guys.
There you go.
Do you know the great thing about it is that there seems to be no shortage of people to ring up for this feature.
Yeah. We can ring a whole host of celebrities and just shout, you're an idiot, down the phone.
Well, that can be the next phase, celebrity idiot.
Shall I do another one?
Yeah, do a celebrity idiot.
Okay.
Somebody from your phone who is stupid and will play along with this feature.
Who could it be?
But who will it be?
I haven't got my phone, by the way, before you phone me.
Might not be you. Oh, man, why didn't that work? I'll never try it again. Do you know sometimes that does that? You know,
sometimes it doesn't work. It just cuts off automatically. Who will it be? I think I know who you might be calling.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the phone line's gone screwy? I'll try one more time.
It's probably over demand.
Oh, I'm giving my
name. No, I think it's because there's too many people calling in. or wanting to be on You're an Idiot.
Do you know what it is? On this phone here, I'm dialing the number and I can hear it beeping at me, but I'm looking at the display, the number's not coming up, only the odd number's coming up. So you dial 0712345 and on the screen it goes 0725 and it's missing out numbers.
It's broken.
Do you know why?
No.
It's because the phone board's an idiot!
I've got an update.
Go on.